Blog Talk Radio.
Again, everyone, good evening. It is Tuesday evening. Today is the 21st of July, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good evening. It's 5 o'clock out here on the West Coast. Welcome to Members Only Training. Again, my name is Joe Need. I was here earlier today. As a matter of fact, we had a lot of fun this morning. We talked about the decision, right? The power of simply making a decision and how that can impact you and how we come through life and how things happen. And how, you know what, at the end of the day, it's all about the decision we make. Whether or not we are going to feel as though life has beat us up or business or our spouse or whatever goes on in life, we face challenges. We hit a wall. A business fails. A marriage fails. Stuff happens. And then it's time to get back up. And there are simple things. There are simple things that we can do. There are seven, actually, that I've come across. We find these in the Traveler's Gift, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. Before I get to these decisions and how we actually can really take advantage of every single moment and recreate ourselves, re-energize ourselves, and move quickly towards our target, I'm going to get to that in a moment. Before I do, though, I quickly want to remind you guys that we are broadcasting right now at radioleverage.com. We do have a dial-in number. We're not going to be taking any questions or comments this evening, but if you're listening right now online, you can maybe get a better connection at 914-338-0631. Also want to remind you that I will be back tomorrow morning, probably pick up on this discussion we're having tonight. I'll be back tomorrow morning on Wednesday the 22nd at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As a matter of fact, you can catch us there every single day. Us, being myself and the rest of our community, our tribe, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, right here at radioleverage.com. Also want to remind you that tomorrow afternoon, Mr. Doug Wellens at 1 p.m. Eastern, he's a co-founder of ILS. He comes out and he takes all of your questions, handles all of your comments, and gets into a pretty cool, pretty authentic discussion about what's ever on your mind. You're going to love this opportunity to meet with one of the founders, especially if you're one of our trial members who's just passing through town. What a great opportunity to hear from one of the individuals that created this program for all of us. That's tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon on the 22nd. That takes place at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you check that out. Also want to remind you guys, especially you trial members just passing through town, remember you have a seven-day trial membership. It's totally free, everything, all the access, all the training materials, all the videos, it's there for you to check out. Also, if you're in your seven-day window, remember that there's an opportunity for you to join our organization and get a free, what we call, stair-step bonus. So whatever level you make the commitment to, you'll immediately be stepped up to the next level, okay? Very, very cool stuff. And that's available for you in the next 7 days. All that information is available to you. All this stuff is in your member back office, your infiniteleveragesystem.com member back office. And if you go there, log in there, you'll take a look at when you log in. You're going to be able to see some boxes. There are six boxes on the page. The one on the top right, if you take a look, there's four entries there for your training and your support. The very bottom one, the fourth entry, is a link to the training, the live presentation calls, the Saturday morning stuff. We do a presentation call on Thursday evenings. Our call schedule is there for you. So you can see all the stuff that we do and all of the content that we provide for you, even for our trial members. So you want to check that out. And another quick reminder, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, when I come here, again, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to do a traffic pays overview. So for those of you guys who are, you know, relatively new, maybe you've yet to hear one of these presentation calls, you can come tomorrow and hear the traffic pays overview call, which is a business overview. Go into a couple of things. We talk about the industry, the marketplace. We talk about the history of the company. We go into more detail about how the money is made. A great opportunity for you trial members to hear it again. And for those of you guys who are serious about building your business, this is a call that you want to send your prospects to. So make sure that you join me for that tomorrow morning, again, at 11 a.m. Eastern. So now back to this concept of making a decision. I talked about this earlier this morning, about making the decision. Talked about Ernest Hemingway and some of the things that he taught us. And talked about this concept of, you know, you get into life, right? Things are happening in your life. And you reach a certain stage. Doesn't really matter how old you are, but you're going to face a point in time where you are either better, you are bitter, or you are broken, right? Something happens. And those are the three choices, really. You're either going to be bitter about it and get stuck. You're going to be totally broken and end up sitting on a bar stool somewhere, just lamenting your past, or you're going to get better. You're going to learn from that experience, and you're going to take that weakest, most fearful moment. Your darkest day can become your new dawn. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more here this evening. There are seven principles. I'm going to be taking this directly from The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews. He's one of my favorite authors. I urge you guys to check him out. Andy Andrews, he's got a bunch of books out. He's a famous guy, man. He's a comedian. He's done stage work. He's really famous. He's done work with the highest officials in the armed services and National Football League teams and small children and family. I mean, this guy's really awesome. And his own personal story is one that is very, very inspirational. And it's his personal story that actually is the foundation of this Traveler's Gift. The Traveler's Gift is a very well-written book. It's kind of like, it's like a parable. That's how I describe this book. It's being written in a parable story, like how the Bible is parables, right? Short, little, compact stories that you're really not sure. Is this a real story? But the message in here is so profound, and it's explained so simply and digestible that it's just amazing. And that's how the Traveler's Gift is. And the foundation of the Traveler's Gift, it is a story about a guy who reaches a certain point in his life where everything that he imagined would happen, everything he worked for, all of the beauty and all of the cool stuff, right? Everything that he had been involved in is now gone. And he actually finds himself on death's door, is what I think after I've read the book. And he's on death's door, he begins going through time. This is why it's such an interesting, right? It's a parable. It's like the stories are so rich. And he goes through time, and he reaches, as he's going through time, he meets people in history who are huge, and they tell him a story and they give him a message. And those are the seven decisions that each and every one of us can make each and every day that will determine our outcome. This is very, very relevant to our experience here in the ILF community. You know, I spoke about this morning, and I'll mention it again here this evening, is that I'm a neophyte. What that means is I'm brand new when it comes to the world of internet marketing. I have a lot of experience in our industry, direct selling, network marketing, multi-level marketing. I've spent a lot of time in that top tier where the numbers are big, the commissions are bigger. 25 years, okay? 25 years in this arena. And I've been around for a while. And I've known Doug and I've known Greg for many, many years, 10 years plus, Greg, nearly 20. And I will tell you that this idea of internet marketing, you know, generating traffic and driving traffic to a website and letting the traffic and the website do the heavy lifting. You know, I come from an era where most of the work was done on the telephone, doing conference calls, you know, doing classified ads and then calling people on the telephone. And that was very labor intensive. And this idea of internet marketing, okay, where we are driving traffic and we are relying on the power and the exponential growth of the internet to deposit money into our bank accounts pretty much at will. You know, when you really understand how this works, and I am a student, you know, I'm a student here. We have great teachers and people like Greg and Doug who have been doing this for decades. We'll talk more about that tomorrow morning if you join me on the Traffic Pays radio show for the we're actually going to be doing the overview call, Traffic Pays overview on Traffic Report tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. Talk a little bit more about who Greg and Doug are and the history that they bring to the table. But, you know, as we go through this thing, as I'm going through this thing of learning how to do internet marketing, committing a lot of money, making sure that I'm always in the rhythm showing up, and then learning from the people who have come before me because they know what's going on and how to really monetize a list and build your list and all of those things. I want you to understand that I am really just a student here, just like everyone else. However, I do know that there is an advantage. I do know that I have an advantage. And I want to share that with you tonight in this concept of the seven decisions. Now, I'm already looking at the clock. I'm down to like 15, 18 minutes here. I believe we're going to have to extend this training out over a couple more weeks because there are seven decisions, and there's no way that I can give all seven of these decisions, all of these principles, the kind of respect that they need. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to urge every single one of you to go to Amazon.com. That's where I buy the book, The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews. I promise, if any of you go and get this book, The Traveler's Gift, and you go through it, you read the whole thing, and you feel as though it was a waste of your time and money, then all you have to do is contact me. You can send me an email at joe@infiniteleveragesystem.com, and I'll be happy to refund your money. How about that? That's how good I feel about this book and about what it will teach each and every one of us. Because you see, at the end of the day, it is up to each and every one of us to be responsible for our outcome. That's the facts. That is the truth. The story of Andy Andrews and how he came to this book, The Traveler's Gift, is, you know, he tells his story at his website. He was a young guy living in a pretty cool neighborhood, I think. He sounds like he was doing okay. And then suddenly stuff happened. He lost his parents. He couldn't find any work. He literally, to use a Doug Wellens word, he literally found himself living underneath a bridge, under the overpass, right? There he was, homeless. And so he realized that as he was there, he realized that there had to be certain elements, you know, that people who accomplished greatness in their lives, who accomplished magnificent things, these individuals have to have something in common. And so Andy Andrews began this quest, and he began reading and gathering material and doing everything he could to get as much information as he could about what is it, what are the common denominators for these individuals who have massive success. And so he came up with this concept, and he came up with this manuscript for The Traveler's Gift. And the really cool part about The Traveler's Gift is the story of this book and how it was published. He has told the story. I've seen Andy Andrews speak many times. He's one of my favorites. I've actually done work with him at live events. Love this guy. And he talks about how he took this manuscript and it was rejected time and time and time and time and time and time again. It was ridiculous. No one would pick up this book. Literary agents and publishing companies, and no one would pick it up. And then again, there was an opportunity that showed up. He walked through a door of opportunity, and he ended up at a dinner party or, you know, at a dinner table with somebody who was, you know, had the power and had the connections to get this book published. Andy Andrews, though, in this case, he did something that was very clever and very simple, is he passed the book off, the manuscript, to the wife, to the spouse of this power broker, and asked her to give it a read to see what she thought. And she went in the very same evening, because it's a very simple read. You can read it in an afternoon for sure. She read this book and she went to her husband and says, "You must publish this book. This is important work." And of course, the rest is history. This book has gone on to be in I don't know how many different languages. You know, the TV show Good Morning America, they had this book on their best list. You know, read this. I mean, this turns out to be a very, very profound and an influential book for so many people. I'm talking about people who are the heads of state at the highest levels of creating policy, all the way down to grammar school football teams and the National Football League. I mean, you know, he tells so many interesting stories. He's a storyteller extraordinaire. And so this book, he broke down the simple things. Okay, what is it? What is it that makes the difference? And the first one, and this is one that really, that really resonates with me. And this is one that I comment on very, very often. And I remember this is one that my mother drilled into my head when I was a little boy. Decision number one, the buck stops here. The buck, I'm not sure which president it was, but one of the great American presidents actually had this sitting on his desk. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning, I will do my best, because I am going to be doing a presentation call tomorrow morning. But if any of you who are listening right now will let me know, what is the name of the American president that had the buck stops here on his desk? Tomorrow morning on the radio show, if you press one on the keypad of your telephone, if you're dialing in, right at the very top of the show, if you press one and you tell me who is the author, or who is the president who has the buck stop here on his desk, I'll give you a free copy of this book. How about that? Making a note. Hold on. The buck. I think I may know the answer to this question, but. All right. That's tomorrow morning. First thing. I'll mention this before we get into the presentation call tomorrow morning. All right, this concept of the buck stops here. I am responsible for my past and my future, and certainly everything that's happening right now. You know, this is really an interesting one. I mention this often on the radio show, this idea of if it's to be, it is up to me, right? The buck stops here. I am responsible for everything that happened. Everything that's going on in my life right now, I am the creator of this. And in this book, The Traveler's Gift, I'll give you a clue. They break it so far down into this concept of the buck stops here. The guy in the book, okay, the man who this story is about, Ponder, that's his last name. This guy, he ends up in tragedy, right? He's lost everything. He used to have the perfect home with the perfect family. You know, he had the two cars in the garage, the picket fence. He had the beautiful kids, the wife, everything he had, you know, very respectable position, money coming in, 401ks. You know, he had this thing going on. And then suddenly it was over. And it was over because of things that happened in the industry that he was in. There were certain things that were happening in that arena, in that industry, that, you know, really started putting pressure on the company that he was involved in. It wasn't anything that he directly was responsible for. You know, it's not like he deliberately went out and let the air out of the tire. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, we here in free enterprise, sometimes you're responsible. You know, if you don't send out those emails or you don't respond to those prospects in time, and then you don't have the result. It's like, hey, I should have done that. I could have done that, but I didn't. I'm taking responsibility for not following up with my trial members or not getting enough traffic flowing through my ILS site, right? You can take, that's very, very specific there, very specific things. Like if you let the air out of the tire on your bicycle and then the bicycle tire is flat, then of course you're responsible. In this case, in The Traveler's Gift, he talks about the fact that it wasn't really related. You know, what happened in his crisis and in his life and the failure of the company didn't really have anything to do with something that he did specifically. However, in the book, he comes to realize that it was he who made the decision to go to college and get the degree and take the job at the company that ultimately failed. He goes that far in this concept of taking full on responsibility for what happened. I love that, man. I love that. Now, with that comes some pressure. You know, you got to say, well, take it easy on yourself, my friend. You know, stuff does happen. Yeah, stuff does happen. But at the end of the day, he was ultimately the one who made the decision to take up that profession, that discipline, when he went to school. Full total responsibility. The buck stops here. You know, we can dovetail gratitude in here, and gratitude is one of the seven decisions. And we're going to get to that, okay? We're going to get to being grateful. But this idea of the buck stops here, I am responsible for my past and my future. I want you guys to get comfortable with this. I want this to become one of your mantras. I want you to take responsibility for where you are in the process, because it is directly related to you, the decision you make and the actions that you take. And for some, including myself, that's a brutal realization, man. it's tough to look in the mirror and say, I created this mess, this monstrosity. I'm responsible for this. But you know what? At the same time, that is a huge relief. Because if you created it, then you're the only one who can get out of it. And Andy Andrews, you know, one of his philosophies, because I am a student of Andy Andrews, one of the things I've heard him say is that life, in our lives, there are only three phases of life. And all of us are always in one of these three. There are only three phases. We are either entering a crisis, we are entering a crisis, or we are mired in crisis. That's it. Those are the three. You're either in or out, or you're either getting in one or getting out of one or stuck in one. That's it. You know, no matter how gilded the cage may look, no matter how much money you may have, it may appear as though your neighbor has, you know, everyone has these same fundamental things. Okay, these issues, this concept of the buck stops here. You know, the guy next door may have the biggest car and the biggest house, you know, with the fanciest belt buckle and the most beautiful kids, but you don't really know what's going on inside of that noodle of his or inside that home of his. You don't know. But I do know that that individual will benefit from these seven decisions that you will find in the Traveler's Gift. And this idea is the buck stops here. I am responsible for my past and my future. Period, end of story, is so liberating. As scary as that may sound, here's why I find it liberating, is because I can do something different. I can make a decision. I can take a different course of action. And I can change right now. It can happen immediately. For real. It can happen really, really quickly. So write that down. The first of the seven decisions, the buck stops here. I am responsible for my past and my future. And I'll add this in, okay? My own little asterisk, my footnote. Period. End of story. And how liberating it is when you understand that you absolutely have the power to change exactly where, and that life is waiting for you. Not to sound like Joel Osteen here, but that guy's so right on with the stuff he says. Number two, I think we'll be able to get through number two this evening and we'll pick up where we left off next week. Number two, I will seek wisdom. I will be a servant to others. This is awesome. Again, this dovetails into so nicely into what we do here in our community of ILS. You know, I really love ILS for the education that I get from people like Doug and Greg and from the people who jump out from time to time on the radio show and share their stories and call in the 800 number and leave their testimonials. I seek wisdom. I am a student. I spoke earlier this morning on today's radio show about a webinar that I stumbled across last night. Stumbled across it. You know, I just got, oh, hey, there's a webinar I got invited to, and I get invited to stuff all the time, and I usually will respond, but I'm kind of like a mosquito, man. I'm like a gnat. You know, I if something doesn't grab my attention, I don't have much tolerance, right? I'm like, oh, please, really, another 60 minutes you want me to sit here and watch? But every once in a while, something speaks directly to me, and I spoke of this webinar that I came across last night. And I saw it and I shared the story this morning with you guys about this individual who was talking about his life and about how he went from living in a $1.5 million house with the fancy cars and the clothes and the beautiful young wife. That's what he called it. And then suddenly stuff happened. He took responsibility for it and everything was gone. The house was gone. The beautiful young wife was gone. The kids, the dog, the car, everything gone. And then suddenly he found himself living in a friend of his had a musky, was his words, a musky old trailer home. Like I envision something you hook up on the back of a pickup truck, like a pop out camper. And this guy had this vehicle. He had this thing sitting in a lot somewhere. And the owner of the vehicle, I remember this because I was able to smell it when he mentioned it last night. He said the owner of the vehicle actually was a smoker, was somebody who smoked. And he said, in this musky trailer was that smell. And he says, man, it was really kind of rough. You know, he was like, not really enjoying it. But you know what? He took it for what it was. He took responsibility for what had happened. And he made the decision that he would have a different life and he would have a better life. And he would be able to move forward based on his experience, based on his decision and his gratitude for where he was. This really, really spoke to me last night. You know, and this is where I will seek wisdom. This is number two in the seven decisions that determine your personal success, always being a student. The other concept in this second of the seven principles is I will be a servant to others. Now, this, again, dovetails so nicely into some of the other topics we've been sharing here on RadioLeverage.com. You know, recently we've been talking about this concept of setting your goal and then making sure that your goal was others-focused, focusing on the results of others, focusing on how you can provide a greater service to those who love you, those who rely on you, to your family, to your church, to your friends, being a servant, letting it go. You will find there is such magnificence in this concept of seeking.